Lola's Secret, written by Monica McInerney and read by Katie Milty. Lola stayed in her room for the next 2 days. She told Jim she wasn't well and told Bet and Carrie the same thing when they rang. It was the truth. She felt sick inside, hurt and hollow and sick. Luke rang. Patricia, Margaret and Kay rang. They wanted to share funny stories about the latest reactions to the window display, update her on their online adventures. Lola spoke only briefly, putting on a hoarse voice and apologising, saying she'd look forward to hearing all about it when she was better. Emily dropped up to the motel with two more of her drink samples. When Jim phoned through to say she was there at the reception desk, Lola asked him to please apologise, but she wasn't feeling well enough to talk to anyone yet. Emily left the drinks and a note. "We're missing you. I hope you get well soon. Emily. Kiss, kiss. P.S. The blue one is blueberries and rose water. The red one is pure strawberry. Full of colour and vitamins, especially for you. I'm calling whichever one you like best, the Lola." Jim brought her breakfast on a tray each morning, a sandwich at lunchtime and a salad each evening. She ate only a little of each, more for his sake than her own. She wasn't hungry. She was in shock. It was the only word to describe how she felt. There had been anger at first in the aftermath of her what with Geraldine? Her fight? Argument? Truth session? Anger and astonishment. But after that first rush of reaction, more painful feelings had slowly crept up on her. Was Geraldine telling the truth? Had Lola tried to take over? Had she enjoyed knowing the girls preferred being with her? That they saw her as the fun one, the adventurous one? Yes. Yes to all of those hard questions. But only ever for the right reasons. Everything she had done had been for the girls. That was also the truth. Wasn't it? No. She thought again now, sitting in her room, the net curtains pulled across so she could see out, but no one could see in. It wasn't the truth. It had been an unspoken competition between her and Geraldine from the moment Jim introduced her as his girlfriend. She'd wanted her son to have a lively, bright girlfriend and possible wife, one she could get on with, one she could be friends with, the daughter she'd never had. Instead, he had fallen in love with Geraldine. Quiet, standoffish, apparently without any personality whatsoever. Once, just the once, she had asked Jim what he saw in Geraldine. "She's so peaceful." "Peaceful?" Lola remembered laughing. "How boring, darling!" Had Jim said any more about Geraldine after that? Had he told Geraldine that her future mother-in-law had described her as boring? Regardless of what she had said, Jim had married Geraldine, and so their lives together had begun, the three of them moving and working together in motel after motel, soon followed by the arrival in quick succession of Anna, Bette, and Carrie.